see.
Dicker mole.
Yeah. Okay, now, talking about wagons now. If you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
Tongue. That's okay. A wagon tongue.
And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Shares. That is called the shares.
Okay.
In other words, you get that whole harness on that horse, pick up those shares and grip, lead him around and let him turn in between them where you let him down, you know, and then put him in the straps that carried that shaft.
Okay. And now talking about the wagon wheel. Now, the very inside, you call that the hub. Mm-hmm. Then the spokes would come out and they'd fit into the...
rim.
Okay.
Then with a metal tire on the outside of that, you see.
Okay. Can you think of another piece that, have you ever heard of felly or feller? That the spokes fit into?
Well, that was called the feller.
Mm-hmm.
The spokes fit in the hub.
Uh-huh.
And then they come out and went into what we call the feller that made the circle, you see, that the metal tire went on.
Uh-huh. Is feller the same as a rim?
Yeah. In other words, when you went to talk about a buggy, when they left the buggies out, you said a buggy rim.
Mm-hmm.
When you talked about a wagon, you said a wagon fella.
I see.
Because that wagon fella was 2 inches by 2 inches thick.
Uh-huh.
And when you come down to the buggy, this outfit out of that was about an inch in thickness. And they had to be steamed and bent.
Yeah.
These other, the fellow on the wagon was sewn out with a bandsaw to complete your circle. And you cut it the size you want it to be.
Okay. Now, if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Single tree.
Okay.
Or to a plow. Wagon or plow. That is known as a single tree.
What if you had two horses?
Well, then they had a single tree to each horse, and the big one that they coupled to called a double tree.
Okay. I suppose there was a log across the road. You say, I tied a chain to it, and I, what, it out of the way?
She's going to move it across the road?
Yeah.
Drag it. Drag it across the road.
Okay.
Chain.
Okay, you say, we have, what, many logs out of this road?
Yeah.
We have?
Well, in clearing land now, they cut this timber down, saw it in reasonable lengths, I'll say 8-10 inches, those logs.
Mm-hmm.
And timber wasn't worth anything them days, no sawmills to much amount to anything. And a man is clearing this land where he's going to cultivate it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have what they call a log rolling.
Mm-hmm.
They called it a log rolling. It wasn't. It was going over there and picking that log up and carrying it by main strength.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 6 or 8 bend. 4 on one side and 4 on the other. With a hand stick we call it through there.
Mm-hmm.
Man on each end. And pile this log, these logs, into a heap and set them afire and burn them up. They call that a log rolling. I said, "You're wrong. That wasn't a log. That was log carrying. That was just manual labor. Pick them up and carry them. They didn't roll that log."
Yeah. Okay, what kind of plows are there?
Well, there's a turning plow, the one you first stir up the ground with. It's what the... what they call an outfit is made out of wood. The framing part of it is made out of wood. They call it a bull tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It only had one point on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was another they called a double shovel.
Mm-hmm.
That was two pieces of steel formed here and a hole down to bolt the plow in.